Hello, and welcome to a not-so-brief history of Disney World. I am your host, William Tinsel. Make sure to like, share, follow, and rate the podcast if you're listening on Spotify. I would really appreciate it and helps get the podcast out there. And I've mentioned this before, but if you aren't already, make sure to head over to the Instagram and follow that at a not-so-brief history of WDW. Again, that's at a not-so-brief history of WDW. And that is all no caps. So no caps. And it's definitely good. I'll keep you updated. And we'll share posts after every episode about, you know, what the episode was about to kind of further it. So definitely make sure to go check that out. But otherwise, let's get right into the episode.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome
aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right, so when Walt Disney World opened in 1971, over 50 years ago, all it was the Magic Kingdom and, you know, a few surrounding hotels on Seven Seas Lagoon. But there were plans to expand, and those plans were started even before Walt Disney World opened. So one of these plans, and one of them that was somewhat finished, was the expansion called Epcot. And this was, of course, the Epcot when it was more so considered a community or city, and when it really truly was the experimental prototype community of tomorrow. Now, obviously, we didn't see this, and I've done a series of episodes on about this and about, you know, Epcot being the experimental prototype community of tomorrow versus a park. So if you want to go check those out, I think they came out last August and July. Those are definitely good to go hit up if you haven't already before this episode. But anyway, you had Epcot, but those plans were scrapped really after Walt died, because that was kind of his vision and his dream, and they couldn't really do it without him. So they had the land, so they had to do a theme park in it. So they kept the name Epcot, and now we have Epcot that we know today. When Epcot opened, kind of like the mission of the park, or, you know, what it was supposed to represent and showcased by Spaceship Earth, kind of was just like technological advancements, or the world as a whole, obviously, a world showcase, just showcasing each country and its culture. And you have Future World, and it's showcasing technological advancements made throughout human history and what it's leading us to in the future. So back then, that was truly, that's what Epcot was. There was no Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse walking around the park. It was a park to showcase that, and that's all they wanted to do with it. So at the start, there was no intellectual properties or IPs in it, but obviously that is no longer the case. And the reason I'm doing this episode now is because Cosmic Rewind opens the 27th of May, but they did hold the pass holder previews, which is a lot of the people at the park, so there was a lot of people riding that ride and giving feedback and filming it, so it's almost like it opened, and, you know, those people will be back for the opening on the 27th, so it's almost like it really has. It's not so much of a soft opening anymore with that. It's basically its grand opening, because those lines stretched long. But this isn't the first time IPs have been pumped in. You know, it sort of started when they started putting characters in it. And then, you know, you have Figment, who was kind of the first IP in that park. although it's not technically because it is its own original character, it's still, you know, similar to different IPs, but not necessarily because there was nothing really on that and it was original for the park. So it started with that, and then it slowly expands. You have the Seas with Nemo and Friends, so that's pumping it a little bit more. You have Frozen Ever After in there, so that replaces Maelstrom, so that really shows. That, for me, that was when Epcot started to die, you know, or the Epcot that you used to know started to die, because for me, that wasn't the Epcot I ever knew, because the Epcot I always knew was just this place with kind of what it was originally supposed to be, but then not so much, you know, as the years went by. So even when I was younger, though, it was basically only Frozen and the Seas with Nemo and Friends, and obviously character meet and greets, but that was about it. But now World Showcase, both of the rides there, which are really the only rides there, you could say there's three rides there, and the Three Caballeros, that's a really good ride. I like it, but it still does pump in IPs because it did replace the old ride there, and it does have Donald Duck in it and the Three Caballeros, so it technically was, but it didn't seem so much just because it wasn't adding on to this. That was one of the starts. That wasn't too crazy, though, because that wasn't something where people were like, oh, now it's starting to die. That really started with, like, Frozen. So you have Frozen, you have Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, and you have the Three Caballeros. So all there, those are intellectual property of the Walt Disney Company. So that's all IPs. And now you have Cosmic Rewind, which it's great that they're getting Marvel into the park, but I think this ride would have done great in Hollywood Studios because it has the potential. Nothing about it needs to be in Epcot. They made it so that it could fit into Epcot. They, you know, said like, oh, this is a pavilion of Xandar, so it fits with the Epcot theme, but it doesn't because it's Xandar. And last time I checked, that wasn't or shouldn't be a part of World Showcase, which is kind of what they're marketing it as, even though it's, you know, sort of in the old Future World area. I'm not sure. They named all the neighborhoods again, so I'm not sure what it is now, but it's in where the Future World is. It's where Ellen's Energy Adventure used to be, over in Mission Space and Test Track area next to Spaceship Earth. So, yeah, Future World, basically. Again, I'm not sure what it's called now, but you're going from something where this is just a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, right? And you're saying, well, they're just kind of trying to put that IP in the park, and they're just kind of stuffing it in there. But I think what makes this worse is that they're trying to make it an Epcot pavilion, but it sort of seems to come out as almost a joke to the Epcot pavilions, and just kind of like making them seem like, oh, well, like, this is kind of like a parody of it and not necessarily an actual Epcot pavilion. And that's why I say it would fit really well into Hollywood Studios, because if you're going to parody it or make a joke of one, then why not do it at another park? I think that would work a little bit better. But anyway, the ride looks great. I'm not bashing the ride in any way. I think it's in the wrong spot. I think it's a cool-looking ride, though. And it has a solid queue. I think it has great system, a great ride system, that kind of omni-coaster system with it kind of tilting you in certain ways to really keep you in the ride. And the backwards launch is really cool, something we really haven't seen before. Well, I mean, technically at Everest, but that's not so much a launch as it feels like a drop. So it has great ride system, and something that I would look forward to riding. It's just not something that I think would fit, that I don't think fits well at Epcot. And I really think Epcot is no longer Epcot now. You now have the Moana Journey of Water coming in. So this is just new Epcot at this point. and you can't really take it for what it used to be. That's kind of like what you have to go in there saying, this is, you know, another Hollywood Studios type thing where you're just going to see a lot of IPs, and that's kind of it. So it's no longer, and you have Spaceship Earth, which I think is something where, you know, not necessarily sticks out like a sore thumb, but it's very different from the other rides there now. You have that, Soarin', Living with the Land, and that's basically about it as far as actual attractions that kind of seem to fit with the old Epcot. Maybe Mission Space and Test Track, but I think those three are really the ones that seem to fit with the mission of Epcot, showing technological achievements and showing, you know, teaching people about how the world works and showcasing other countries' cultures and, you know, what they have to offer. So Soarin', Living with the Land, and Spaceship Earth are really, to me, the last of old Epcot. And it's something that you just have to see now, and something that's going to just keep expanding. And you can't really go into any of the parks now and say, well, this is going to be different. I'm not going to see the latest Disney film on display here. So is it something that is happening? Yes. But is it something that I'd like to see continue? No. But is it? Yes. So to kind of summarize it into one, the stuffing of the IPs is not something that I appreciate too much, and I think is a little bit kind of annoying for parks like Epcot, but the rides are fine. There's nothing against the rides. I love the movie Ratatouille. I love the ride based off Ratatouille. Do I like that it's in the France Pavilion in Epcot? No. I don't like the movie Frozen. I don't like the Frozen ride. And I don't like it that it's in Norway. So it's really something that you're just kind of, from your perspective, whether or not you're going to like it. So I think you'd like it more if you do like the source material for it. So, like I said, something like Frozen, there's nothing about that I like. Something like Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, I really liked. I thought it was a good ride. I thought they did the best they could to kind of separate it from the France Pavilion and make it kind of its own little pavilion that continued the French theme instead of parodying it. So I think something like that kind of just shows that Epcot is just becoming, you know, a lot different than it used to be. And it kind of brings us to the end of our episode. Like I said before, make sure you're following on Instagram, follow the podcast on Spotify, subscribe, make sure to share it, get it out there. It would really help. And also rate if you're listening on Spotify. And that's about it. As always, have a zippity-doo-dah day.